Instant cash loan machines may look helpful and convenient when money is tight, but what happens when you can't repay the cash? Disadvantaged communities in parts of New South Wales may be at risk of having to find an answer to that question. The Wire's Sophie Comer spoke to Tracy Ho, CEO of the New South Wales Council of Social Service, to find out the potential impact of these machines on vulnerable people and families.
It feels like a very nefarious angle that this has occurred. And, you know, we really do need some protections for the most vulnerable. The fact that you can go to a cash loan machine in a tobacco shop and just get up to $1,000 out without anything more than just providing your details is extremely concerning. I mean, this might be okay for the first loan, but what happens when you get yourself in that downward spiral? We already know that those, small payday lenders are causing huge havoc in people's lives. And now we have it just by the touch of an ATM type machine. It's very worrying. And we would say that we really need some protections.
So what sort of problems might that entail in regards to particularly bad debt, maybe?
What comes from bad debt is that children don't eat. It ends up being that families end up in stress, mental health issues. You can't get out of the rut. All of those cost of living expenses that you bear living week to week, like your rent and how to get to work and run your car, all of that is impacted when you end up with the burden of a loan that you have been able to get very quickly but doesn't go away. And this is where the problem is. There is a reason why these are being put in the most vulnerable communities. And, you know, I'd really love to know what Cash & Go, who started this, would comment, because I know that they haven't commented to date. We need to actually be calling the shots on the side of good, I would say, on the side of the people who are most vulnerable. There is an absolute responsibility on government to put protections in place. You know, I know that there are submissions that have been received around having legislation to provide protections to this kind of lending. We would say absolutely adopt them. We can't have recalcitrant members of parliament stopping the most vulnerable being protected because we don't use this model. We can't ignore the impact, the deep impact this will have in communities.
Might there be further issues with people who might have gambling problems as well?
Of course there is. I mean, and anyone who has mental health problems, addiction problems, you know, it's any form of disadvantage or complexity in your life is going to be further compounded by having access to easy money. It is absolutely outrageous that this is where we're going. This is the sort of behaviour that should be reined in, not that it's being rolled out as, you know, a new model of giving people who can least afford it money. There are other ways to support people who are vulnerable or who need access to support to pay their electricity bills. There are support services in our communities, charities doing amazing work, NGOs who will talk to people who are doing it tough and help them work through their financial situation. I just think we need buyer beware all over these machines. There needs to be protections, at least by capping what it is that can be given out to people who are most vulnerable. That's the problem. There is no regulation that is going to protect them today.
So you'd say that quick loan scheme machines aren't exactly trustworthy?
No, not at all. They're unfettered, you know. They just sat there in tobacco shops. It's absolutely... it's ridiculous. I can't even believe that we're having this discussion today, knowing how much people are doing it tough and how many processes and programs are put in place by the not-for-profit sector in order to support people who are doing it tough, who have got the high cost of housing, who are having to pay for food, shelter, running a motor vehicle, transport, education, all of those things that are a real burden on people who are doing it tough. And then we give them this easy way out that is not an easy way out at all. We should be doing something to stave off the problem. This is not going to help anyone in the end. I defy you to show me anyone in those targeted communities who are going to be better off because of a quick injection of up to $1,000.
CEO of the New South Wales Council of Social Service, Tracy Ho, speaking there with The Wire's Sophie Comer.